Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost the wheel and Joker got away. Hey, jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost the wheel and Joker got away. Hey,
we don't do drugs.
Joker, you're welcome back for that. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Forgot to turn down the monitor before I cranked the mics up.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to our, I don't know how many years we've been doing this, but our annual Christmas special, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. What came first, Robin or the egg?
The chicken.
The bat.
The bat.
The bat.
The guano.
Sweet. Anyways, so we're just going to keep this kind of just simple. We're going to talk about our gift guide for the holiday season and what nerdy gifts to get your loved ones. Or, if you go outside of this gift, you're a terrible person.
And if you're listening to this way too close to Christmas, these are the things to say, oh, this didn't show up. Like, oh no, it got lost in shipping. It's coming.
That's what I say. I'll just take a picture of like the thing I bought and be like, hey, it's coming to you in the mail.
I got it last month. I don't know what happened. They're just
they dropped the ball. Finger guns.
You know, USPS doing nothing.
They are
our sponsor.
The United States Procrastination Service.
I have a legitimate Christmas present that is still showing up in February.
Oh,
already.
Nice.
Yeah. I did order it on Black Friday.
Dang. Mm.
Yes. Yeah, I was supposed to have something come in today, but it did not come in today, so that's awesome.
Still got a couple days.
Anyways, so we got a big group of people, so we'll just kind of go over our names real quick, and instead of going over weeks, we'll just say a thing. I don't know.
A thing.
Yeah, just say
thank you for listening to this episode. Goodbye.
Say a fun fact about yourself. How's that? We'll start with Lexi.
I'm Lexi the Nameless, and I have multiple health conditions. I don't know.
Same.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That just went a little tiny from
Tiny Tim.
You just Tiny Timmed everyone.
Did we just get Tiny Timmed?
Don't cough, because then you have to be on every episode or people will assume you're dead.
No, it's fine. I'm healthy.
That's what Tiny Tim said before he died.
But I've had most of these conditions for a while and I'm not dead yet.
Thank you, Mrs. Bird.
I am Cadia.
Fun fact about yourself.
I live here.
That's pretty fun.
In the studio. It's a dreary life.
Yeah. She lives under the podcast.
We did establish earlier that interns are slaves.
She lives under the CT-616 staircase.
Yeah. The cupboard under
with
the
comic dog.
Well,
I just want to point out, although our interns are treated like slaves, they do get paid more than anyone else, so.
I haven't been paid.
I don't think we've made you an intern officially.
Hey, CEO.
Me?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, shoot.
I've been paid with...
Actually, the check is in the mail. It's coming at Christmas.
The check is in the mail.
Someone pull out a dollar.
I'm joking.
Oh, my gosh.
He's literally counting change.
I was joking.
Yeah,
is it a penny?
Yeah, he's putting in his 2 cents.
2 cents?
So you can put in your 2 cents.
You have
later.
A penny.
Yay, I got a penny.
Katie's also
penny.
Full.
And now they're officially the CT-616 penny gallery.
Yes.
And the highest paid members.
I have
187
pennies. Annalise got paid more.
Congrats.
Anyways.
That's awesome.
Annalise made over $100.
Well, moving.
Wow. Thank you, Matt.
I am
editing episodes because I
right
paid you to do
that.
I got paid with chores.
I thought that was free.
I edited for a little bit.
I paid her $10 an episode. Sorry.
I am Christy the Oracle, and if you add Kyle and Steve together, I have just about as much hair as both of them on my head.
Currently.
Steve's growing it
I
out.
I could take this wig off and show you.
And then it would be true.
Let's see it.
No.
I don't know.
Also,
you see my hair.
No, I know. I also have something.
Jake is my barber.
That you should actually get. We'll talk later.
Cool. Jake is my barber.
Okay,
did you shave her hair?
There was a there's a dude with like massive scar tissue.
Did you save David's hair so I
could
have it?
No. But no, I short story. David's hair. Long story short, he has like scar tissue and like there should be no blood flow to it, and he's been using this stuff, and he has a full head of hair again. So
nice.
If it could do that, it will
cool.
definitely help you for sure.
Cool.
Because you have healthy follicles.
Your intro's kind of weird.
Anyways, sorry.
Welcome to Barber Talk.
Hair science.
And thank you for the hate on me and Kyle's hair.
Hey,
your guys' hair
is
good.
I took it as a compliment.
I'm Badmouth Jake, and
bald is beautiful.
I once commit several felonies in one night and got away with it.
Cool.
I also had a 15-year-old accomplice.
You're supposed to say something interesting about you.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
No, that's
just
another Tuesday.
Still interesting.
Yeah. I helped the 15-year-old commit felonies.
So you were like a mentor figure.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
That was after I murdered
But it's
him,
not a felony for a 15-year-old,
you
it?
Wait, so you taught a corpse
wait.
How to do crime? Because you
no
said you taught you did it after you
zombie
killed him.
Crap.
Was it after I killed him, or was that before?
He used Revivify.
Raised
it was
dead.
Never mind. It was before I killed
Rolls.
Him.
Okay.
I killed him afterwards.
Zombie squad.
Okay. Cool.
Mm,
but
cool.
Glad you speculated.
There was like at least 3 or 4 felonies, though.
I'm excited to hear more about Matt.
Oh,
And that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening, everybody.
I am Matt, the Chaotic Evil Moon Baron, and I'm realizing that I could darn near make a Christmas village with the miniatures I have. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh,
like,
you definitely could.
I definitely could. I'm very close.
You should make a Christmas
you should.
Village.
You
should. I
should.
You
should.
Know what you should do? You should do Wisconsin.
I need to go
right outside of Waterdeep.
I'm going on like the 26th. I'm like going to the shops and just like trying to find all the Christmas village stuff. Using for D&D. That's my fun fact. I just realized that.
Side
fun fact. You get your Christmas
village. Did you know there's a town outside of Waterdeep called Wisconsin?
That's so stupid.
That's more of a hamlet.
Yeah, you're right.
Shakespeare.
Oh
my
gosh.
Already. Hey, no side conversations.
Okay.
Holy shit. Who's saying that?
Yeah, who's saying that? Not Annalise, obviously, because she died.
I'm Annalise, the supreme intern girl boss, baddie queen.
Lizard
slay.
Person.
Lizard person.
And I am dating a lizard person.
That sounds like a Dr. Phil
neat
like
yes.
episode. Is you, are you dating a lizard person? Please call Murray at 555 Murray.
Yes, Murray.
Wait, was that the
he was facts? Like he was like the family friendly Jerry Springer.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Anyway, is that Maury Povich?
Yeah.
Maury, yeah.
He wasn't Jewish though, so.
I am Brian, aka Han Solo. Fun fact, I have a burn mark on my chest that I used to call a third nipple.
Dude, we said
show.
Fun facts.
That's a
yeah.
sad fact.
That's weird.
That's a fun fact.
That's not fun.
That wasn't fun.
Fun
fact is
like,
all.
Oh. Like,
Jane talked about unknown felonies in
hey,
here.
That's
this
is,
more fun than a third nipple.
This is subjective fun facts. There is no comments from the gallery. Of
maybe
minutes.
We should end it right then and there.
There you go.
This
no
episode
we're
is just
about
gonna be
third.
This episode is just gonna be our intros.
Oh my god!
I married this guy and did not know about the third nipple, so.
I think you can
do it. Don't even need a judge.
He's terrible.
I'm Space Wizard Supreme. Or Supreme Space Wizard.
Yeah.
Supreme Pizza.
And that's a lot of noise.
More like the taco.
Supreme.
He's all sour cream and tomatoes.
Yes.
Beef.
Supreme Taco Wizard.
Kyle, go next, please. Go next. Just go next.
Go.
Let's
go.
Not sit on that.
Go.
All right.
Wait, what's your fun fact?
I'm thinking about it. Go.
Okay. My name is Kyle. I'm the Lord Pope Deity of the Church of Evidation, and I've already come up with my New Year's resolution.
My New Year's revolution.
I mean, it is pretty revolutionary.
He did write a book called A's for Anarchy.
But I'm really going to be health conscious next year, and I'm only going to drink sugar-free Monster.
That's lying.
Wow.
Isn't that worse for you?
That's health conscience?
Are you just
said the opposite of that.
With that?
I repeat, my name is Kyle.
Can you break drywall with sugar-free monster?
We're going to find
He's
out.
He's only going to punch diet drywall.
For that, I think it should be Kyle with a lowercase K.
Only the 3 A's. You can't really get to the quarter.
Kyle with a Q.
Kyle
with
a
Q. Kyle. Only 3 A's. What's your fun fact?
Yeah, Steve Kalen.
I don't know yet. Go ahead, Kalen.
Hi, I'm Kalen. I'm the High Priestess of the Church of Evidation.
The High Priestess.
So, 420. And I don't know if it's a fun fact or a hot take, but I like pineapple on pizza.
Oh, go girl.
Oh,
girl.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping bombs on the podcast.
Here's a fun fact. A family member of mine owned Mar-a-Lago before Donald Trump bought it.
Oh, that's cool.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I thought you were
going to
say
an actual fun fact.
Wow. I thought you were going to say that your daughter's
one
name was
Lizard
Person.
That's
no.
So much better than a third number.
We learned that
nope.
yesterday.
Wow.
I mean, I was
that's cool.
That one.
All right. So, hey, for this week's episode, guys, like we said, we are going to be talking about... we're each going to give two or three items that we think are the best things to gift to someone nerdy. But before we do that... we have a person who wants to tell you about running against traffic, and not the kind that will run you over.
The intro is, we're doing the intro. And
thank you for giving me a chance to pull that up before there was awkwardness right beforehand.
Oh,
hi, Tommy, tell us things.
I'm Tommy Green, the executive director of Run Against Traffic. We exist to give everyday people like you the tools necessary to fight against human trafficking and raise awareness and funds for the long-term aftercare of its victims. Become someone's superhero today at irunagainsttraffic.com.
Yeah, I guess we're back.
Cool.
None of us are pleased.
I just think we should get the ads out of the way because this is going to be a quick...
Oh, both of them?
Thing.
Yeah.
Not both of them.
No, we'll get it out of the way.
While we're at it, we'll go ahead and tell you about Best Love 2.
Hey guys, so apparently I'm supposed to be smooth, but you know what I'm not as smooth as? I'm not as smooth as Best Slope Coffee, the Best Slope Coffee of all the Rockies. You don't believe me? They have freaking awards. And you know what? You should reward yourself with a nice cup of Joe. You can go down to Best Slope Coffee Co. in Fruita, Colorado. Oh wait, you don't live here? That's because you're dumb. But you know what is not dumb? Go into Best Slope Coffee Co. where you can order a prescription with varieties, and those varieties are...
Bi-weekly, monthly, or a 3-month barista choice box. They'll be sent directly to your home whenever you want.
Don't be a dummy. Get Best Slope Coffee today.
So Matt doesn't want to be here. He gets paid
hey,
to be here.
So real quick, Josh Smith,
to come
the
back.
White Mexican, just texted me, and he's like, everyone had to quiet down for that special message. Yeah, because your lizard ear holes can't hear noises. We didn't want to freak you out. Get off your heating pad. Anyways.
What are you talking about right now?
Josh just texted me.
He texts me nicer things.
Okay, so.
Josh the lizard man.
We'll go ahead. I'll go ahead and start with my two things. The first thing, they're both kind of related.
Did we even say what we were talking about?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
I think, so, depending on your budget, D&D accessories, period. I think books is a really good one, if you got the budget to get multiple books. Or miniatures is a huge one. If you can afford it, get them a 3D printer to print their own.
Well, so,
I think a 3D printer is like...
Well, the thing with miniatures is like... The great thing about miniatures is, if you get a miniature and you already have one, then you have two, and it's great. It's like, there's no downside.
Yeah. You can't be like, oh no, I got two bone claws. No, if you're a DM, two bone claws means you get to be an extra jerk to your friends. And the best part about being a DM is being a jerk to your friends. Am I right?
No.
Kyle and Kalen have been playing with me on Tuesdays.
Kill the party.
And I've been a jerk to them.
Not as much as to Scoot Dog.
So apparently, if you want to be here,
also,
if you don't want to be here,
I also learned something about arcane magic. So because you're not a wizard, I've realized monsters could do a thing where they can make you drop your arcane item, and then my monster could steal it, keeping you from doing magic.
Cool. What's the other thing?
The other thing. So this is for more of the older audience. Baldur's Gate. Obviously. Three. Baldur's Gate 3. I think it's...
That's pretty cool.
For those who are... Bumble Lion, that's cool. I think, you know, for those who like gaming, who like fantasy story or whatever, I think Baldur's Gate 3 is the perfect game to get someone, you know, if they fit the right demographic for it, age-wise. But yeah, Baldur's Gate 3. It's on Xbox, it's on PC, it's on PlayStation. I think those are the best games. I will add a third one, because it's obvious, a Best Slope gift card, because if you're not an idiot... You'll make sure your loved ones have Best Slope.
And Jake can't count.
No,
who's going next?
I said a third one.
I know.
That was your fourth one.
Oh.
No, it wasn't. It was his third one.
Yeah.
Well, because you were talking about books and accessories. That's two things.
I listed off some...
No, it was accessories, and then it was
Baldur's
Gate 3.
You can't take all of D&D stuff. Anyways. Oh,
okay.
All right.
yeah, you can.
But I'm saying...
No. No. Bumble Lion has a huge weakness. It's called Big Can of Raid. Done. dumbest monster ever.
The raid spell. Okay, so for like if you got a person that's a fan of like video game stuff, I've been kind of looking around and like I've seen a lot of really cool stuff like with the video game shadow boxes people have been doing, where it's like the old video game levels.
Okay, yeah.
They look really cool. Like a lot so tempted to buy them at several of these, several of the Comic Cons we went to. Haven't bought them because I wanted other things. But, like, it's always a pretty good, like, it's a pretty good chance, like, if you, like, you get a Mario one, there's not a lot of people that hate Mario. So that's a pretty good one, I'd say.
I hate Mario.
Whatever. Are you whispering snide things into the microphone because we can't hear them because I didn't bring my headphones?
No.
Is that what's going on here?
I said I hate Mario. Okay. I don't actually.
I was
going to say. Yeah.
No, no.
I was being contrary.
But, he means
devil's advocates.
No, that's the French.
I also kind of suggest that, like, look at the person's Facebook or whatever they use. Facebook's a pretty good one because they usually have likes on there. If you see like a comic book anime type thing, get a shirt. I mean, it's always like refreshing to get something from your family. You're like, oh, you actually sometimes pay attention to the things that I like that you don't care about.
Yeah.
So that's always nice.
Or a Best Slope gift card.
Or a Best Slope gift card. Third thing, I can count too.
Who wants to go next?
Oh, next, retro game console.
Ooh, nice.
That is awesome. Also, lava lamp. And best little gift card.
A lava lamp actually would be pretty cool, because if you got like a cool, like, let's say you do streaming, right? Mm. And you have like a whole aesthetic, getting a lava lamp to go with that aesthetic would actually be really cool. That's a unknown.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that too.
An unknown.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Like, it would go perfect for any game or...
Anybody
like,
here have a lava lamp?
I used to
Alexa
back
does.
In the day.
Katie does.
I had one.
You
want
to get all my friends give me a lava lamp?
My
son doesn't listen to this podcast,
our
but
Jacob
he
is going to get one.
Is
going to
get one on Christmas.
What kind of parents are you?
Cool ones.
Awesome.
We just established
also,
this, Jake.
He's
no, no.
Cool
he doesn't listen to our show.
Oh.
Yeah.
He doesn't drink Best Slope. He doesn't listen to the podcast. I'm gonna go over there and beat him up.
He loves that.
Beat up the child.
He loves it when guys with face tats beat him up.
Good.
So that could be Christmas Day for him.
That could be Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, kid.
What kind of?
Wait, how old is he?
He's a minor.
Old enough.
He'll be 16 soon.
Oh no! I only hit kids.
He's younger than her.
Yeah.
No, my crowd killing age is 12 and under.
Well,
so
if you've heard him on Xbox,
I mean, if
you
get him in
like
a pit, he's fair game.
Probably a 12-year-old.
I've got a Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, wait, actually, he's
don't
a trans agent.
All I'm saying is get him in a pit, he's
no,
fair
no,
game.
No.
Oh, I got him.
You're right. They're in the pit. They get hit.
Dude.
All right.
Don't hurt Kadia. She's 12.
She's not at a show. She's fine.
She's not in the pit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if she's getting in the pit, she's going to be armored up, and everybody's going to stay away from her.
Oh, I got a suit of armor.
Okay, when you're old enough, I'm going to teach you how to crowd kill.
Yay! Yay! Best Christmas gift ever.
I thought about taking her to Gideon. Mm.
Not Gideon, but if August Burns Red comes back.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I didn't take her to Gideon.
Yeah, good thing.
Because she and that other 12-year-old would have crowd-killed each other, and I would have maybe felt bad for the other kid because she is smaller.
She's wiry.
All right.
I don't know what's happening. Who's next?
Brian's next.
Oh, are we just deciding now?
Well, we were going this way, and then we went.
Yeah,
we did. Well, no, it just happened to go that way because of
So, Matt. You know, you guys were mentioning minis, and it brought me back to my childhood with another type of minis. Micro machines are awesome.
Micro machines. The whole kit.
And I think that would be awesome.
Just in the big bus.
They just need to come back.
They totally
go and come with
especially
the
guy who used to do the commercial for him, and he talks super, super fast. That was awesome.
With the super red face.
Yeah, the super red face.
Awesome
no, that was not
what
that's exactly what that yeah. was, whether you meant it to me or not.
Is everyone just racist except Matt now?
I haven't done anything racist yet.
Micro machines and Polly Pocket supplies.
Hey Matt, how's that Advent calendar going?
Oh yeah.
Matt, if you don't want it,
what piece of candy did you eat today from the Advent calendar?
There's no candy there.
Why?
Because of Polly Pocket.
It's just plastic Polly Pocket pieces.
Because he threw it away.
I only opened a couple of them.
You have opened some of them, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because his mom found out on Rich's birthday that he didn't yet. It was by the
maybe.
Trash can.
I might be repurposing some of them for D&D stuff.
You
might as well.
For your Christmas village?
Yes.
They'd make good little gnomes.
Actually, that's genius.
If they're all Pollys. Polly Pocket gnomes.
what made
you can make a manger seat?
What I'll use it for D&D.
What made it even cringier is when I like looked at the side of the box. It's like, ooh, you can open this on YouTube Kids. I'm like, no, absolutely
wait,
not. Anyway, sorry. Please continue.
Your mom does not hold back on her punches.
No,
she does not. Dude, she's military, man.
Punches.
Of course, she doesn't hold her punches back.
No, shock and awe, man.
Shock and awe.
Who's next?
Cow.
Steve,
we're not going in order like that.
Cow.
Who's next?
Why do you always like to go last? Are you insecure?
No, I just don't. I don't know what to say yet.
I think Cow's gonna say something about towels.
I don't know what to say yet either.
Towel.
I'm passing the ball.
Why don't you just say something that you would want?
Like a towel.
Do you have anything?
No.
Nerdy gifts?
I can't think of anything. Mm.
What is
giving stuff away.
You know what you could give? An awesome book about hieroglyphics that has
that's not
like
that's
some
actually
Jimmy
an
Buffett.
Article about Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah,
no, it's
really
it's
cool.
A book about hieroglyphics with 10% more Jimmy Buffett.
No, 15%.
I'd say 90% more.
Yeah, that makes
that's
sense.
That's a little too much Jimmy Buffett, right? Like some
exactly.
pulp is okay, but too much pulp, like come on.
No,
there's
no such thing as too much pulp is
there.
Just eating
I
the
think
orange.
They were
I like
trying to get
pulp's
away
good.
Of doing it on purpose.
Anyway.
Just for the fun of it.
Well, I brought a creepy doll to our Christmas party, and people were fighting over it, so
that
seemed
sure
to be pretty popular.
You know,
well, they were fighting over it, trying to get rid of it.
Where did that creepy doll come from? Did it just appear?
It mysteriously
or did you
appeared
buy it
in my
store?
Car one night
oh, excuse
after
you,
Matt's birthday party.
And then it mysteriously appeared in my car, and I noticed it the
yeah.
second I got home after a 3-week road trip.
Yes.
I noticed it when we got in the garage, and I texted Kyle because he was at work, and I was like, what the hell is in my car?
We just, like, immediately traded it.
All right, so demonically possessed dolls.
With the face of Matt.
Named Matt.
I mean, it was great for me. That's
have
all I'm going to say.
If you're Catholic, probably like don't get that for your family.
Or if you don't want to talk to him for a while, maybe do.
I'm pretty sure there's a button hidden on it where its head just spins in a circle. No, but I should install one.
That's
you know,
that's the power of Satan.
When Brian was trying to put it in Kyle's cart, bit his hand off.
Swallowed at home.
We should give it a tiny knife.
It has sharp, sharp teeth.
It does. Yeah.
Oh, you should have taken some of that, like, D&D blood paint and put a little bit around the mouth.
No, no. Real paint. I mean, real blood.
Real paint.
Guys,
who ended up
this?
With the doll?
I made
doll?
It with real paint.
Did you end up with
Matt,
it?
Matt's got it in a
Matt.
Box.
Matt.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
All right.
Oh, wait, because it's going
What's
to
your,
yeah.
It's going to be so much worse.
Yeah, that's it.
He said
that's it?
Possessed doll.
What else do you
I guess the doll
that?
And the possession.
A Best Slope gift card?
No. Just the doll.
Shots fired.
I guess you won't live long enough to use the best slope.
Well,
because
I mean,
so.
Think about it. You give them the doll, they're just gonna go to Best Slope anyways to
get
like,
away.
Yeah, to try to get something to take their mind off the creepy doll that they just got.
Maybe
you
give Best Slope with the doll?
So here, what we should do is after everyone's had the doll, we should go to Best Slope and just like give it to Cord and then just walk away.
Oh, just put it on one of the stools. It just
No. We'll just
hand it to him.
I'm just gonna like
walk away.
When I pay him, I'll be like, "Oh, here's your tip." I'm just gonna give it to him and then walk away.
I say we just put the box
Perfect.
In Best Slope.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a jack.
Oh, just
box.
Tape it and put to the Best Slope friends.
Yeah.
From CT616.
Oh, with a glitter bomb inside.
No, don't tell him who it's
don't
from.
Tell him
from.
It's from Top 5.
Don't tell anybody.
He's listening to this right now and knows.
Tell him it's from Justice League of Fun.
Steve from Top
yeah,
5.
There
they're
you
not,
go.
Thinking
no,
I know they aren't.
Oh.
All right, anyways.
Honestly, so my recommendation is kind of cheating because it's more of like a website. So if you know what someone is into, like, yeah, going on their Facebook, seeing what they're into, look up stuff to get on Etsy. Etsy is such a good site because, like, you get unique shirts with, like, designs, like, made by actual people. It's not like the Hot Topic shirts or anything like that. And it's a little bit more stylized. Like, you can make it more snarky. You can make it funny. You can make it sweet. You can get coffee mugs, shirts. Like, you can get anything off of Etsy, and you're, like, supporting artists, which is cool.
Right.
You can do the same thing for Timu.
Kind of like
displacerdiceclub.com,
where you can get all your D&D needs and accessories.
Sure.
Yeah, like that,
there.
But better.
I mean, like, I got most of my Christmas gifts this year off of Etsy. Like, I got a tumbler that has, like, the liquid in it, and it's pink, and it has the Cusco's poison bottle on the front of it, and it says Cusco, Cusco's poison, the poison specifically intended for Cusco.
Wait, do you
have
the voice now?
She does the voice so well.
Cusco's poison. So that's my first one. And the second one, honestly, I'd recommend is, honestly, I think that, like, Visa gift cards are weirdly looked down upon. Like, you give cash to someone who's going to say no to cash. Like, cash is great. You're going to say no to cash? Why?
Because then I feel like I have to be responsible with it.
Because people will steal it out of his car.
Oh.
Well, there is that.
Oh, no.
Too soon.
But, I mean, like, not have a list of random things that they want to buy. Like a random shopping list. You're like, oh man, that'd be cool to get. Like, I'm not going to get it right now, but I'll get it eventually. And you save it for later. Get a Visa gift card and be like, buy something off of the list that you're never going to buy from and make yourself happy.
Or you know, contribute to something bigger that you can't buy. You might not be able to get.
Yeah, or that too. Yeah, save it for something big. Like, I just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a PS5 for the person that you got the Baldur's Gate game for.
Yeah.
Or a Best Slope gift card.
Or a Best Slope gift card.
I think for Jake, I would get a Visa gift card without the amount listed on it. And
ooh.
Put like 50 cents on it.
Dad?
Quarters.
A quarter.
Dad, are there things as rubber hands at the Halloween store?
Oh, we've
yes.
seen them.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
We
yes,
nearly got him one.
But oddly enough, they're all lefties, I know, right?
That's not even true! Liar, we almost bought you that one.
I think the joke was, they're all lefties, I know, right?
Oh.
No, you weren't doing that intentional?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
We need a button that does...
Well, you know what Jake is wrong.
That was you that was wrong on that one.
Yeah, but he has a face tat, so...
Katie, do you have...
Jake is wrong!
Do you have any ideas?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
What did you get for your Secret Santa?
That was an option? Aw, man.
Yeah, what did you get for the white elephant?
The Eternal Dude. I don't even know.
Fastos.
Yeah. Fatso?
But didn't did
that
you
was
do
your dude?
But did you do a white elephant eternal. Like for school? Or a Secret Santa?
Oh, we are doing a white elephant. Well, I need to get a gift for that.
What do you plan
TBD.
On
getting? I don't know.
Oh, you know what you can get? There's this really cool anime coloring book in there you can give away.
Oh, she likes the anime coloring book.
Advisory class
trip. She's coloring
it. Convincing everyone to sing a carol song for another advisory class. Everyone said no except for the girls. And there's two boys.
That tracks.
There's three boys in that class. And they were left out of the conversation.
You could do the doll.
I mean, I would say no.
Yeah, I can give it to them.
What about a best slope card?
No.
Hide it in the doll. They have to rip open the doll's insides.
To get coffee.
To get to the coffee.
You want coffee?
Proud of my insides.
I don't think I want that coffee.
I need to stay in this. I don't
want that much. That's what you
the
put a Starbucks gift
the
card in. Because no one wants it anyways.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the person
the McDonald's coffee gift card.
I say.
Well, it's in the cursed doll.
We should record Kaylin doing all of Kronk. And then give that as
that's
a gift
a crime
to somebody.
Against me.
So is the doll.
Kronk. The doll's here.
Kronk.
All right, Steve, you want to give
you're
us
a right.
couple of gift ideas before we head off and commit murders?
Merry Christmas.
Murdery Christmas.
I would say Matt's got to go die in a fire, but that was last week.
Yeah.
No, I already consigned that to Kyle today for bringing the
maybe
doll
maybe that's
back.
His gift. Maybe we could get Matt a fireplace to jump in.
The gift that keeps on burning.
Wow.
Oh, so
long. We're so brutal today.
Dude, man.
Encyclopedia actually likes you.
I got burned 3 times. I felt that. Yeah. I got a second degree burn.
Sorry, after that burn, our show experienced some technical difficulty. We're working through this. Give us a moment. Okay, we're back.
So,
best slope gift card. Because apparently that's the most important thing
reason for the season.
On this list.
On anyone's list, really.
True. Don't be a dummy. Drink best slope today.
It doesn't even rhyme.
It doesn't have to rhyme.
It's better if it does, Jake.
It's a statement.
Don't be a dummy. Best slope in your tummy. Easy. Yay. Come on, man. Effort. A little effort.
If we really wanted to promote more Best Slope stuff, we could talk about the Best Slope collaboration with Kiln, the holiday blend they did.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
We
that's a good thing.
They
I forgot about it.
You know, you also could get a monthly subscription box that has three options, and those options are...
We already did that.
I know.
I'm not doing it again. We already did it.
Yeah.
Right, doing it.
They know.
Steven.
Legos.
Yes.
Actually,
Legos.
Actually, Steve, that's what I was kicking myself for forgetting. Lego, because they have a lot of cool Lego sets now.
Yeah,
they really do.
But the question: would it be a set Lego set, like a model?
Why are
or
you
would
talking
it be,
with your hands? Or hand?
Or would it be a bucket of rando Legos?
Wrong? No,
you can have fun with
a cool set.
Yeah, a set. Agreed.
That you can have more fun with.
I like old
dude,
school.
Okay,
I like the bucket
so,
of Legos that
like
you could just.
I saw this
video of this dude just finished one of the starfighters from Star Wars, like the massive ones. He's going down the stair and his dog went between his legs.
I've seen that one.
And he drops it.
That one looks
cool.
So
here's
the
thing:
joy
that,
in
dog,
the
that dog would be going to the hospital.
I did see.
Putting it down.
I did see a video somewhere. I don't. It must have been at a convention or something. There was a built to minifigure scale Victory class Star Destroyer with like TIE fighters and stuff inside it and minis. It was like as long as this room, like kitchen, like to those doors.
Dang.
I don't remember how many pieces it said it had, but it was it cost like $30,000 to build.
Oh, it'd have to be thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pieces.
Probably. Upon thousands.
Hundreds.
I saw this video where a thousand is a million.
Probably in the 100,000. I don't know if it's a million pieces.
So cool.
I don't think it's a million pieces, but I bet it's called 100,000.
And it was like a really cool car. It was like investing.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Steve is looking at me.
Steve looks mad.
Foam weapons.
Ooh.
Foam weapons?
Like LARP?
Foam.
Oh, I thought you said
like cosplay weapons
like
because
foam.
You can hit each other really hard with
especially
them.
Especially if you have siblings.
Battles.
Unless you're Jake.
That aren't lethal. Oh, okay. So you can have multiple.
Don't get fake weapons if you're Jake.
Here's the thing. Real weapons.
Indoor snowballs.
So that way you can have fun once.
But it's the most fun you'll ever have.
I'm going to say no, and here's why. Because your son already attacked you. Like, remember that lightsaber?
Yeah.
Dude, that was five seconds.
Case in point.
There you go.
How much more fun would that be if it was real?
I like that.
It would be fun real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you can't.
You could be cutting down the competition.
Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode where we talked about Christmas gifts for nerdy people and Best Slope Coffee and trafficking.
This might be one of the last ones of the year. Do you want to do anti-trafficking? Like,
oh yeah, anti-trafficking.
Like, hey, thanks for the song of the year. I think I kind of.
Wait, what?
Folks, thank you so much for listening to Comic Talk over this year. We are really, really happy to be doing it.
I'm not.
We enjoy the people listening to us. So if you're listening to us, we want to thank you. We want to say happy holidays to everybody listening.
I hope you have a terrible holiday.
That's it.
See,
that's
all I was saying. Yes, so.
And Merry Christmas to everybody. God bless everyone.
Merry Christmas.
God bless us, everyone.
I'm the tiny Tim.
And Jake is wrong.
Anyways, I'm Badmouth Jake. And my other fun fact is...
We're doing more?
Yes. I really wish I had a squatty potty.
That was half the episode.
A
what? Say it again.
I want a squatty potty. Helps you poop better.
When he's not wrong.
Happy poop is a good
That's bidetable.
I am Matt.
No, that's...
I can see Rachel's apartment from my desk at work. Rachel moved where Nathan was.
Where's Rachel?
So if you had an airsoft gun that was a sniper, could you hit her?
Mm-hmm.
So
I was trying to figure out with Nathan. Oh, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
And Solo.
What's your fun fact? What hand do you wipe with?
The middle one.
Oh my god. Steve, go dice. Steve, go. Please go, Steve. Go, Steve. Go. Go. Please. Please.
Somebody has to go.
Someone has to go right now.
I guess I am by myself here.
Cool.
Intro.
Oh, man. Nobody else at the table knows what happened except for me and Jake. Anyway, yeah. So, I'm yes, me. Another fun fact.
You're being broke, Steve. Brian's not allowed to talk anymore. That's twice tonight.
This is great.
I smell the color red.
I'm uncomfortable now.
That's cool.
It's not you doing it. What world are we living in? Like, do you want me to? Or, like, what's going on? I think it was better when it was condensed to one person.
See, we're overcompensating because Matt hasn't put his foot in his mouth tonight.
It's getting worse. Matt, you need to start being the worst. I mean, this is what happens if you aren't.
Let's see.
You are the best at being the worst.
Your evil is necessary.
I guess.
Kyle, just go. You smell the color red. There's your fun fact. We'll just
sure.
We're passing it along.
I'm Kyle, Lord Pope Deity of the Church of Evidation, and I found Carmen San Diego.
I'm not telling anybody where she is, but I found her.
Oh, yeah. I found Waldo.
Ooh.
And there was no way, dude. Seriously? Pizza rolls.
He actually came to our house.
And no one ever saw him again.
Halloween.
Oh. All right. Sinister.
I'm Kaylin, High Priestess of the Church of Evidation, and...
Hello there.
All my fun fact is...
What about your hair?
I
thought it was.
I have mermaid-colored hair, and I love it.
Me too.
I thought mermaid-colored hair meant they have braids, and it was brown.
Anyway.
I didn't know braid was a color.
All right. It on. Is.
Cool. Fun facts with Colin Thompson.
I didn't even touch that button.
What in the drugs?
That was a dragon attack. You didn't hear flying around earlier?
Oh, yeah, Brian's hair got cut off. Yeah, the name of this episode is
Colotoxic16, an intro and an outro.
I'm about to see the nameless, and I can't think of another fun fact.
That's a fun fact.
Okay, I guess. I'm Cadia, and I live in a room in this house. Oh, yeah, I actually do have one. I live in my school's basement.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
100%.
Excellent.
Okay, Harry Potter.
That's amazing.
That's not Harry Potter.
I know.
I am the Oracle, and I no longer own 10 cats under one roof.
Ominous.
You're under half a roof.
Okay, we're leaving now.
Outro.
Okay, give us our outro, Jake. Go.
Okay. Outro.
Outro.
This is the outro song. It's what we say when we're about to have an outro.
We out.
What they the said.
Outro song.
Worst.
The end.